In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed feast of the Dormition of our most holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, and her translation into the heavens. It's a mouthful, I know. Tonight, I'd like to share with you a condensed homily from St. Gregory Palamas on the Feast of Dormition. There is nothing dearer or more necessary than to expound with due honor in church the wonders of the ever-Virgin Mother of our God. Words, however, cannot attain to what is beyond speech, just as eyes cannot stare at the sun. Still, out of love, we use words to express in hymns as best we can our longing for the Mother of God, without in any way touching the intangible. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, and the memory of the just is to be praised, we read in the Psalms. How much more fitting is it then, if this is true, to celebrate with the highest honors the memory of the ever-Virgin Mother of our God, the Holy of Holies, who is lifted up to the right hand of her Son and our God. This is what we are doing today by commemorating her holy Dormition and passing away. On her account, there were divine predictions by prophets inspired by God. Miracles foreshadowed the great future wonder of the world, the ever-Virgin Mother of God. Nations and circumstances were transformed to make way for the fulfillment of the new mystery concerning her. All sorts of ways prefigured both the culmination and the beginning of marvelous events. Both the childless and elderly Joachim and Anna, who gave birth to a daughter, and that this daughter would, without seed, bear him whom God the Father had begotten before all the ages. Then followed the mysterious divine plan for the Virgin's betrothal and the Annunciation by the Archangel Gabriel. In this, the heavens were bowed down, and the power of the Most High came to dwell in her, in his very person. Becoming incarnate of the Virgin, he made our human nature divine. And after he who took flesh from her ascended into heaven, she continued in faithful endurance, supporting and consoling all through the prayers of the world, through her counsels, and through her encouragement to the apostles who were sent to preach to the ends of the earth. As a result of all this, her death too was life-giving, and now its remembrance is a day of joyful festival, both renewing the memory of the wonders of the Mother of God and commemorating the unheard-of way in which the all holy apostles were gathered from every country to her sacred funeral. Through her all-honorable childbearing, she became the queen of all creation. And through herself, she raised up those below her and made her subjects heavenly instead of earthly. Today, she has moved from earth to heaven and has now heaven as a fitting dwelling place, a palace which is meet for her. Earth, the grave, and death could not ultimately detain her life-giving body, which has held God and been a more beloved habitation for him than heaven itself. For if a soul, which has the grace of God dwelling within it, goes up to heaven, when released from this world, as we believe it is evident on many accounts, how can that body, which not only received within it the pre-eternal only begotten Son of God, but was also plainly seen to bear him, how could that same body fail to be taken up from earth to heaven? It was right, therefore, that the body which brought forth the Son should be glorified with him in divine glory, and that the ark of Christ's holiness should arise with him who rose on the third day, as the prophet sang. She united things below with things above and embraces the whole of creation. The mother of God is so much closer to God than others who draw near to him that she is able to intercede more powerfully than any of them, even the saints and the angels. Isaiah writes of the highest order of the angels in heaven, and the seraphim stood round about him. Whereas David says of the mother of God, upon thy right hand did stand the queen. Because truly she is his throne. And we see it in this icon here. Truly the Theotokos is the throne of Christ. And where the king sits, there stands the throne. The most blessed and ever virgin mother of God was the first to receive the fullness of him who fills all things. And she brought him within reach of all, so that she is both the treasure house and governess of God's riches. O holy and now heavenly virgin, how can I fully describe you? How can I glorify the treasure house of glory? Simply turning towards you makes our mind more lucid and takes it straight up to the divine heights. Therefore, O Lady, graciously, generously share your mercy and your graces with all your people. See how many dangers of all kinds afflict us. Bestow your aid and healing onto us to counteract our passions and give our souls and bodies abundant grace, sufficient for every need. That strengthened by your grace, we may glorify the pre-eternal Word, who took flesh from you for our sake, together with his Father, who is without beginning, and the life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Blessed feast. Amen.